I give you a number. 13% of women in Germany is investing. And you would think that a country like Germany, where, you know, education, salaries are a lot higher, women would be much more empowered to do more with their money, but only so few of them are actually doing and, you know, taking actions towards growing their money.
Hello and welcome to our fourth episode of our podcast Datenhappen, the podcast of the research group Data-Driven Business Model Innovations of the Weizenbaum Institute. In another English episode of this podcast, we will talk about a Berlin-based startup from the fintech sector that focuses on empowering women's investments and finances. As you heard from Adeline at the beginning of the podcast, there aren't many women who invest. This means that there is still a lack of appropriate investment advice and financial strategy development that aligns with women's financial realities. In this episode, you will find out to what extent Weizenbaum closes this gap and what role data can play as a source of information for personalized and gender-appropriate financial advice. To address these subjects, I spoke to Adeline Lee, Head of Product at Weizenbaum. My name is Anna Burgueño. I work in the research group Data-Driven Business Model Innovations, and I will guide you through today's podcast. I hope you will enjoy this episode. Hello, Adeline. Thank you very much for joining us in today's podcast. So you are head of product at Weizenbaum. Weizenbaum is a fintech company that focuses on women finances and investment. Let's jump right into the first interview question. So what is the service or services you provide to your customers?
In the end of the day, Weizenbaum is about how can we help women think about strong financial futures, meaning how can they grow their wealth in a sustainable way. So one of the services that we will be offering is investing. And I'm intentionally not mentioning what kind of investing, because in our mind, investing could be so many different forms. And so we mentioned investing as an umbrella term. Mm-hmm. In terms of other services, we believe that we have to pair the investing piece with offering knowledge. And when I say knowledge, it's not about creating big courses. It's not about going back to school and take a 3-month course and learn about your financial education, but really about what are the right information should we share with the users so that they feel comfortable and confident when they start their whole financial journey. We will be offering a lot more other things, but this is the first two services that we are offering.
Mm-hmm. I would like to focus a little bit more on the business model of Weizenbaum. So what role does data play in your business model?
The way that we see that we can offer investing in the most ideal or the most customized way is we need to ask our users a lot of questions. And it might seem very annoying that we ask a lot of different questions to understand their life circumstances. But by asking those questions, we can understand a little bit more their desires, their dreams, their risk appetite, their thoughts about, you know, savings, how much money they have left, and et cetera. And we use that information not to share to other people, but really we use that information to put into like a little bucket of data pool and say that, okay, based on everything you've told me, this is the right kind of investment option that we would recommend to you. So that's one way data is playing a role in our business model. Without those questions, we could also offer them just any investment portfolio, but then they will look at it and they're like, how is this for me? Why is this for me? And all those question marks will just appear in their minds as well. So we do believe a big differentiation for that is like the more we know our users, the better we can help them also come up with something very tailored to their own circumstances.
Do you have an example to illustrate how this customized investment types, I think you also called them portfolios, how they work?
Yeah, so right now, if you were to go to Weizenbaum, you would be able to experience a couple of journeys, or we call them questionnaires. And what these questionnaires actually do is we try to make it quite interactive. So you tell us a lot of things about yourself. Some sounds more financial, some sounds more life-driven. And we basically, as I mentioned to you, we collect all of that. We kind of process that. And basically what we do is, like I said, we offer multiple investment portfolios to these users and they get to understand why we have picked this for them. We actually tell them, like, based on your answers, we have recommended this because of X, Y, Z. So they really understand that this is not just something that came out of the air and, you know, everybody gets the same offering, rather that they get a specific offering based on what they have told us.
And does the data or the information you gain from those questionnaires itself change your investment portfolios?
From the background itself, right now, we are still a very young company. So it means that what is really important with data is not to also make unnecessary changes until you know it's really, there's a significance in data. And I'm not just throwing terminologies here. So I believe that we still need to collect a lot more information to actually make a lot of changes. So I think that that itself, we start off with a starting point internally, which is very informed through different financial experts we have consulted. But at the moment, we are still in this data collection phase that, you know, before we can update anything, because we also believe that updating your data model too frequently does not mean that it's actually more optimum, but really that you need to really understand why you're changing certain things.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the organizational role of data and vitamin. So how important is data in your daily work?
Good one. I guess that's a shift from the previous question. When it comes to daily work, the way I see data is more of data is informing us of, you know, the health of the product. We look at data in our analytics platform, understanding how our conversion rates, how our retention rates, how our open rates to the emails we send, are people dropping off at certain steps along the process. So that's how we use data in our daily work. Data, in that sense, inform the health of the product. If there's something that looks really off or the number looks too high or too low, it causes, it raises a red flag for us to kind of quickly go look at something and triggers the team to say that, is this broken or is something really happening behind the scenes that we are not aware of? So that's how we use data in our daily work. Mm-hmm. Of course, we can be better. We can track things. We can track a lot of hundreds of things. But in the essence, we look at data more from a health perspective and how can we actually solve different problems that arises.
Before we come to an end of today's podcast, let's do one more question. So what do you think are currently the biggest challenges, but also potentials in regard to the generated data in the whole fintech sector and in vitamin?
There's so much really interesting information, but nobody really aggregates this. Again, I'm not saying that somebody should aggregate this because, of course, this is personal information, but I do see this challenge as also an opportunity that is how Vitamin is thinking about the current space we are in. In Vitamin, we are not a bank. We call ourselves a fintech. We see ourselves as a company that is trying to understand somebody's life through the in form of finance. The way that we see ourselves at Vitamin is we are trying to diagnose the symptoms and basically be able to aggregate this information, again, back to the users, not to share to the general public, but back to the users and say that, hey, this is what we see in your overall financial situation. This is actually what you can do to become better in your finances. This is what you can optimize in terms of budgeting. It seems that you use credit card X, credit card Y to do and buy different things. Maybe you can just use one credit card and you could save X, Y, Z. And so that's something that I see as a potential as well. And currently nobody is really doing that in the fintech space. And with regards of Vitamin, I think the way we see that is like, the more we know about the users, the better we can also recommend different things. And I think that's the opportunity when it comes to data for Vitamin. And I don't think anybody's really tackling that, but that's really exciting for us.
That was our episode on the subject of fintech for women. Thank you very much, Adeline, for this interesting conversation. In the next episode, we will be talking to the startup Shouter Labs and focus on the role of data in the creative industries. More specifically, we will be talking about the digitalization and data usage practices in museums and exhibitions. That's it from the research group Data-Driven Business Model Innovations of the Weizenbaum Institute for the Network Society. If you like this podcast, please share it with your friends and colleagues. You can find more on the topic and further literature on the website for the podcast episode. My name is Anna Burgenio. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and until next time.